Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
August 9th, 1945. The second atomic bomb is used against Nagasaki. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
On this date in 1945, the second, and as of today, the final, deployment of an atomic weapon in human history occurred. The target was the Japanese city of Nagasaki, which was to follow Hiroshima as a theater for the new weapon. What led to the decision to use the bombs? There were at least three factors. First, a culture of total war. The Allies had taken up the doctrine of Lincoln and Sherman from the American Civil War. The way to wage war was to do so totally, making little to no distinction between combatant and non-combatant. To bomb a city that served a military purpose was thus not only plausible, but expected, despite the deaths of innocents. Second, there was the ferocity of the Japanese war effort. Iwo Jima and Okinawa had convinced the Allies that Tokyo had no intention of surrendering. In fact, quite the opposite. The defense of the home islands was to be an epic bloodbath. And third, a real-time understanding of the weapon as something special, yes, but not necessarily existential. There were few prior moral debates about the use of the atomic bombs by the actual decision makers. Some scientists who had been essential to the development of the technology did raise such questions beforehand. But to the men at the very top, President Harry Truman, Secretary of War Henry Stimson, and Secretary of State James Burns, such issues appear to have consumed vastly more time in retrospect than they did in real time. Before Hiroshima, the goal was to end the war by whatever means necessary. After Hiroshima and Nagasaki, President Truman realized the implications and, without questioning his original judgment, began to treat atomic weaponry as something separate, special, and nearly unthinkable. Different voices from different perspectives retrospectively argue that Truman need not have used the bombs. An Air Force survey shortly after the war is perhaps the most surprising source of the "we didn't need to do it" school of thought. But defenders of Truman have pointed out that the survey was designed to make the pre-Hiroshima, pre-Nagasaki air campaign seem decisive. That is the military argument. There was the moral case, too, that the destruction of so much innocent life was outside the admittedly somewhat elusive rules of war. The two points of view intersect a good bit in memory. Looking back from the perspective of 1977, the historian Arthur Schlesinger Jr. wrote, "It was a most tragic decision. However, it is not at all clear that the Japanese were on the verge of surrender at the time the bomb was dropped. Even after Hiroshima, the Japanese military vetoed the desire of the civilian government to accept the Potsdam Declaration. 2 days after Hiroshima, the Red Army invaded Manchuria, and on the third day, with no word from Tokyo, the American Air Command dropped the second bomb on Nagasaki. In Tokyo, the military still objected to unconditional surrender. It required the personal intervention of the emperor to overcome their opposition. This was fortunate because we had used up our stockpile of bombs. All this suggests, I fear, that the war would have gone on for several months with considerable loss of American and Japanese life, not to mention the lives of thousands of English, Dutch, and French soldiers in the Japanese prisoner of war camps throughout South Asia, had the tragic decision not been taken. I don't know how you weigh one form of killing against another, but as one who was in the United States Army in 1945, I still remember my infinite relief when the war came to an end. The war ended. The debate over atomic weapons goes on. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.